They had what they called war bonds. Every Monday, I think it was, at school, you would take your dollar or 50 cents and you would buy, I think war stamps were like a dime a piece, and you had a little book that you pasted in. When you got enough of these little books, then you traded and got a $25 war bond. Well, Dad worked and he bought war bonds himself through work. It was kind of a requirement in order to help them finance the war. And they accumulated a good bit of these at the end of the war. I can remember them, my mom and dad, talking in the bedroom with these war bonds out on their bed, counting them up. And they had just looked at a house to buy. And they said they had enough money to put on the down payment on this house, which at that time I think was a third. It's a lot different than it is now. But the houses were only like $5,000, if that much, you know. So he bought his first house because of the money that he saved in the war bonds during the war. It was very common, very commonly done. And us kids, we would help out, just like you say, a dime's worth of saving stamps, and then that would accumulate eventually. And my sister and I, during the war, we ended up with at least one $25 bond. Money was a little tight, or money was worth a lot more too in those days.